Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime. Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan.
Welcome back to the Union football game right here on KRMG. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, and Doc Blevins. We're at Union Tuttle Stadium, the 43-year-old facility that will be remodeled after this year. So this is the final Union Jinx game here. And, Tom, they don't play here very often anyway. Usually playing at H.H. Chapman Stadium at the University of Tulsa. But with TU playing OSU tomorrow, set up going on there tonight. They'll be closing down 11th Street for that game. It's a big game. They're going to play here tonight. And there is something fitting about playing here as they get ready to redo the stadium.
Yeah, I really like it. I said that earlier. I really like it being it here and then, you know, over at their stadium. I'd just rather see a stadium jam-packed than I would, you know, playing at a large stadium and it's not very packed.
Well, and speaking of jam-packed, this first half was not really jam-packed with offense. Now, there were big plays. Union had a 62 and a 58-yard run from A.J. Green. Jinx, very consistent. They had the big third down and 20, a 77-yard pass. Otherwise, what we've seen are two teams that, you know, offensively, Jinx is going with a different quarterback. They ended up with Wilcox playing tonight because Stephen Kittleman had an injury. So they had a different look. It's a running football game for them. But Union, to me, Tom, still hasn't quite found themselves offensively outside A.J. Green.
Yeah, I agree with you because, you know, down at Mansfield, they were throwing the ball well and they didn't run it. Well, last week they ran it a little bit better and we didn't throw it. I think you're right. They're still looking as to what they need to do.
All right, so what Jinx did in the first half was just good old power football. So if you're Union adjustment-wise right now, what are you talking about?
I think you crowd the line of scrimmage a little bit or you run a little bit, but you got to back up that secondary a little bit so those 60, 70 passes don't come in because that's what killed us.
And we mentioned A.J. Green had the two big runs. Outside that, Union was decently ineffective. They targeted Kyler a couple of times, didn't Lipsy at all. So what happens now there for Union offensively? You know you can run it, but what are you going to do to try to get the pass game going?
Well, you've got to somehow stop their blitzes because they're coming with linebackers from the outside. That's how that one interception or that one fumble was caused because they hit him as he was throwing. And they don't have to make any huge adjustments. Just do what you're supposed to do and just make sure you do it well.
Well, speaking of adjustments, there's about to be some adjustments here at Union Tuttle Stadium. Doc Blevins is on the sidelines, and he has with him Hartzler, who is the superintendent here of Union Public Schools, a good man and a personal friend. And, Doc, I know you're going to talk about the stadium, but about many other things happening here at Union. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah, we're with Dr. Hartzler. And first of all, Dr. Hartzler, this is the 100th birthday of Union Schools, and there's a lot of things going on in terms of celebrating that. And that kind of snuck up on me. You know, I've been around a long time, and not all of them. And they were celebrating before I knew about it. But what are some of the things coming up?
Well, certainly this is a big year for Union Public Schools. When we were thinking about how we were going to celebrate our centennial, we said, you know, we really can't do it justice in just kind of one event. So why don't we just make it a whole year long, starting kind of really with our kickoff. We celebrated at kickoff. We asked actually Dr. Jarman, Dr. Jenny, and Dr. Burden, our three living superintendents, to come back and be with us. And that was pretty special for all of us. And so what we're doing is throughout the year, we're going to be having celebrations and some events to commemorate that historic achievement.
At homecoming, there's going to be some special things happen. What's going on there?
Well, so on October 4th, we're going to actually ask Dr. Jarman to come back. When you think about this beautiful facility that we're in, Union Tuttle Stadium, it was really his vision and the board's vision to do something that was really uncommon, in my opinion. If people recall back in the 1970s, this was nothing more really than a cow pasture, and people probably said, what the heck are you doing thinking about building a stadium of this size and this magnificence? And certainly what I say is that they had that uncommon vision to know that someday it would be well used.
Well, Tulsa has a history of that because my dad used to tell me about the controversy over building Will Rogers way out in the country. You know, that happens. But yeah, I remember all the controversy about that because people thought, what in the world? And then this school just sprung up.
It did. You know, when I got here in the mid-80s, we were still relatively small. And what happened then is all of a sudden we had the big building boom and things started to move this way. So in the late 80s and the early 90s, I mean, we were growing, you know, 200 and 300 students a year. And, he and the board knew what they were thinking when they proposed this to the community. And we're very thankful for that.
Number 100 has some meaning beyond the...
Doc's having a little problem with his microphone. We will get back to him in a moment. Doc is down in the field.
Here we go.
Kirk, oh, there we go. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, the number 100 has a little extra meaning because you have a goal here. We've talked about that before, of 100% graduation rate. Now, I don't know how that's achievable because you're always going to have some knucklehead that drops out. But how are you progressing on that?
Well, Doc, we're doing amazingly well. And I have to give all the credit to certainly our amazing teachers and our staff, our administrators, our counselors. It really is a team effort. But we launched the ambitious goal about 7 years ago. We knew it would be tough. We knew it would be really difficult. And I'm pleased to say out of the class of 2019, last year we graduated 1,268 students. We only have around 57 that have not earned their high school diploma. And we will continue to pursue those kids and work with them really to the point until they tell us just stop. So our goal will continue to be 100%. We're not there yet, but collectively speaking, our average is for the last 5 years right at 90%, and we're expecting to be at about 93% this year.
That is amazing. And then just remind me of something. The percentage of kids in Union schools that are involved in fine arts, that just blew me away when I heard that.
Well, I certainly wish it was 100%, but we're not. But 90% is where we stand, and that in itself is really an amazing figure. We like to think that when you have it in terms of in fine arts, athletics, co-curricular activities, leadership, or whatever, typically you're going to have a highly successful student.
And how important is that, especially in a district as diverse as this district, and also that it's not a city or a town, it's just a school district. How important is that for the atmosphere in the school?
Well, it's vital. You know, Union has always been unique. Even when I got here 34 years ago, we don't have a main street. We don't have a mayor, so to speak. I mean, we share two mayors between Broken Arrow and Tulsa. But, you know, we don't really have a city hall that resides within our district. So we are kind of the city in all things to the 85,000-plus community members that that live in Union. So it is vitally important to us. And we also know this, too, that a community, you know, that supports the school system, there are going to be mutual benefits from that, economically speaking, but also in terms of our quality of life.
Okay, now a lot of people know about the stadium, and Union Title Stadium is going to be. There we go. Union Title Stadium is going to be pretty well demolished on the home side coming up. And what are the plans? Because I haven't found anybody yet that can say where we're going to play.
Well, we're playing right here at Union Title Stadium. What we're going to do is we've already prepared our larger games being played away and smaller attendance games to still be played here at home. So we're not going to miss the state on this field. And we'll have to be pretty aggressive in the reconstruction of this facility because it's got to be ready then the following year.
And that's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to the elevator, and I think everybody else is too. But it's going to be, all the pictures and the video and everything, if it looks like it says, it's going to be pretty special. Now, you've got a seating situation in the 50-yard line type seats. The lower bowl is going to be students, and then the upper will be the patrons.
Well, we really probably haven't figured out the configuration that yet, but we do know we're going to put chair backs in the stadium in the middle portion of the stadium. At any rate, it's still going to be in a magnificent facility. I like to think that it's going to be something not only is the community and Tulsa going to be proud of, but the state of Oklahoma as well.
Okay, and what will we increase the seating capacity or will stay about the same?
You know, really will stay about the same. What we're increasing is obviously the facilities, make sure that they're more accommodating and meet ADA compliance. We're going to have an elevator going to the press box, Doc, but we're also going to have restrooms in the press box. So I know that the people who work up there are going to be very happy about that.
Well, just running water in general will be nice, too. Right. And all of that is going together, and then the press box is going to be something, I'm told.
Well, it will. You know, I've said to the board and certainly our community when we proposed this bond, this historic bond package a couple years ago, I said, we've got one shot at this, and we've got to do it right, much like what they did in 1976 when they built this facility. We've got to think long-term and do this, what we like to say, the Union way, excellence in everything that we do, and something that we'll be proud of in our community. And certainly, our students are going to reap the benefits of this for many, many decades to come.
One of the really special things going on at Union, and I saw Alcoa Elementary for the first time the other day. I just hadn't been out there, and it was stunning. I mean, a beautiful campus, and but what's going on there is really special.
Well, it is. Alcoa, that whole area there at 31st and Garnett, very thankful to our patrons and our voters for overwhelmingly approved that project. That took us 3 years to complete. And that's a $32 million elementary school that serves over 1,000 students. But not only that, we're building what we call one of the first ever community schools village in the nation. And as a result of that, we've got community gardens. We got also a community health clinic going in where we've partnered with the community health clinic, or community health connections for the comprehensive medical clinic. That's costing our taxpayers nothing, absolutely nothing. We're very thankful for the Tulsa Vision Funds because those vision funds are being put to work. And that's going to provide comprehensive medical services not only for the Union community, but also for that portion of the Tulsa City.
And let's be clear about this because there's always some political stuff. None of this is mandatory in terms of the family participating, but it's there for the ones that need it.
Absolutely. I mean, we all know that East Tulsa needed a medical facility for some time. And I just so appreciate the partnership that we've developed with the City of Tulsa, also along with Jim McCarthy, who is the Executive Director with Community Health Connections. This just proves that when people come together to the table and do things for what's best for the community, great things can happen. And this community school village, Doc, will be something that I think people are going to be talking about for honestly, years and years to come.
Has the Carrera program that we've talked about so many times been kind of incorporated into this?
Well, not so much that project, but obviously the Carrera program was phased out. In part because of the cost, it was very expensive. But then we transitioned into something called the REACH program. And so a lot of the elements of the Carrera are still happening. And I'm pleased to say that one big component of that program is obviously a curriculum that talks about right choices and good choices. And, you know, we've seen a reduction as a result of a program like that in our teenage pregnancy rates. So that's a good thing for all of us because we don't want these kids obviously become parents when they're teenagers.
Well, that's a really good idea there. And, you know, in ministry, I work with a lot of the families that are benefiting from this, and I can tell you firsthand it's vital, and it's really making a difference in lives. I know that that's the whole thing it's about.
Well, it is. And really, you know, when you have an audacious goal like that we set 7 years ago in this 100%, I know a lot of people will look at it, and I've heard the criticisms before because they'll say, Dr. Hartzler, there's no way you're ever going to get to be at 100%. But, you know, my thinking on that, Doc, is I'm gonna shoot for, you know, as high as I can get because I couldn't in good conscience ever tell a parent that, look, I'm not working or we're not working hard to get your kid to graduate because we know that is kind of like a gatekeeper to life success.
Now, Alcoa, however you say
Alcoa,
it, that's named after a pretty unique lady, and she's actually been here to see the school and visit with the kids?
Well, Ellen Alcoa is who it's named after. She obviously was one. She was the first Hispanic astronaut in space, and she's in a remarkable lady. As a matter of fact, what's interesting is her family at one time had roots here in Tulsa. Her mom did. I think it was her mom's side of the family. So Ellen Alcoa had a distinguished career also at NASA as well, and she just recently retired this last year, but she did say she's going to come back now that the show is completed and see it in its final form.
there's any other things going on here that we haven't talked about, maybe some new programs or something we have that you'd like people to know about?
Well, we always have something going on at Union, absolutely. And besides, our great and amazing dynamic fine arts and co-curricular programs, we've got our Union virtual program that launched this year, and that's going very well. In addition to that, we're in year three of our early college high school pilot program, and we have now 120 students who are taking part in an early college high school experience. And, Doc, what that's going to mean is for these students is on the day that they receive their high school diploma, they're also going to have an associate's degree. And that's going to give them a huge leg up in terms of either entering into college or transitioning into whatever the world of work.
You know, I visited with you when we first came up with the this idea of the Union Collegiate Academy. Said I was 100% for it, but you need to buck up the vocational teaching a little bit,
yeah,
because you've got some kids that that's the direction they want to go. Seems like you've really done that.
Well, we have. And when you say 100%, you got to remember, the one thing that it probably keeps me up more than anything at night is, how do we stay relevant for our kids? We've got to meet all their needs. And as you can imagine, we've got 16,000 students. There's a lot of diverse, you know, interest and so forth. So the one thing that we've done is we've built up our college and career side of the house. We've also built up our career side as well. So we have a program called Career Connect where we have around 300 kids that are actually in a learn and earn program. They're getting a variety of experiences from manufacturing to medicine to veterinarian, so transportation to mechanics and all those things. Again, it's just trying to stay more relevant for each and every one of our students.
And one thing before we send it back upstairs, you have a unique situation here with your officers, your law enforcement officers, yes, on campus. I haven't seen a school before where the guys on campus are the guards.
We have an amazing security director in Ty Wardlow, and he has established this phenomenal team that helps us in terms of making sure our kids understand that, we got to make right decisions here. And so when they do mess up, they're there for them. But they're right. They're among our student bodies, and foremost is because they build great relationships.
Well, Dr. Kurt Hartzler, at halftime, we'll continue again throughout the season, and it is halftime, and Union trails by a score of 20-14, and we'll be back after this.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.
You compulsively check the website every 3 minutes to make sure they haven't sold that car you want so bad. You just don't quite have the money. But a lower rate could mean getting that new car today. Oklahoma Central Credit Union has new car loan rates as low as 3.89% APR. So go buy that car, or maybe even a better car. Decide quick. 3.89% APR hassle-free auto loans from Oklahoma Central Credit Union won't last long. Call 1-800-444-6228 or visit oklahomacentral.creditunion for details about credit cost and terms.
A recent report by the Commonwealth Fund shows that nearly 45 million Americans skip taking their doctor-prescribed medications due to cost each year. There is a solution, and it's right here in Oklahoma. GenScripts Pharmacy. For over 12 years, GenScripts has been helping consumers just like you eliminate the pain of high prescription prices. Not just major relief to your budget, but more importantly, GenScripts helps you stay on the path to better health. So please shop around. You can and you need to shop around for your prescriptions. Your insurance copay isn't necessarily the lowest price. With stores in Midtown, Broken Arrow, Owosso, and South Tulsa, Bixby, GenScripts makes it easy for you to shop around. Call 918-748-4444 for a free price check on your meds. 748-4444 or online at TulsaPharmacy.com. That's TulsaPharmacy.com. You need to shop around and keep more money in your pocket. Happy faces, happy prices. GenScripts Pharmacy.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
At Union Tuttle Stadium, where the Redskins trail 20-14 against the Jinx Trojans. Some of your halftime stats: 177 total yards for Union at the half. Only 36 of those passing yards, 141 rushing. Of those 177 yards, 120 came on 2 runs from A.J. Green, 1 of 62, 1 of 58 yards. Tonight, J.D. Geneva is 4 of 6 or 36 yards, not much in the way of receiving. On the other side, Union, well, giving up 203 yards to Jinx in that first half, 112 of that on the ground, 91 of through the air. Pardon me, 112 passing yards, 91 on the ground. Leading rusher, Cox, the quarterback, 11 for 87. He's got 1 touchdown tonight. He's also 5 of 5 for 112 yards and a score through the air. We'll come back after this break and have the second half kickoff. Union and Jinx here on KRMG.
Hello, Tulsa. It's Dana Lash for Action Arms. If you're a first-time gun buyer or if you are an experienced marksman like me, may I suggest you go see Darren and Dalton at Action Arms? Action Arms is a full-service NFA retailer with the latest products and hard-to-find items, as well as a large selection of accessories. Prices are competitive, and the Action Arms team can help you find the right gun at the right price. Find them on Facebook or stop by their Mingo location just south of 51st. Owning a firearm is your right, and when you buy a gun, make sure you make the right choice. Visit Action Arms.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa. Big celebration coming up. Their grand reopening on Saturday, September 14th. And Trina, lots going on.
We have the teacher and first responder have the chance to win a 2018 Chevy Colorado. For the kids, we've got face painting and we've got bounce house.
Spectacular deals that day. We want you to be a big part of it.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 Memorial. It's not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's the right way.